Our profile this month is tennis sensation Ashley Barty. The Australian surprised everyone last June by winning Roland Garros. This month, she dreams of winning at home, as the Australian Open in Melbourne gets started. Our reporter recounts her remarkable history. Her first racket at age 4.
One day, in our garage, I found an old wooden racket. I was 4 years old and started bashing balls against the walls everywhere, says Ashley Barty, 23, the new star of women's tennis. Ash, as everyone calls her, then recalls watching a tennis tournament on TV and asking her dad to play on a real court. A few years later, her dad enrolled her at a local tennis club, where she began by playing 3 times a week, then 4, then every day. But with few tennis players her age in her home state of Queensland, Ash had to get used to playing older, more experienced players. And while they would often lower their game, Ash would up hers and win. Hence, perhaps, her incredible ability to stay zen on court and never give up.
A clear career path, or nearly.
Until I was 18, I was almost never without my racket. My future was set, Ash says. She loved playing tennis and won tournament after tournament, trophy after trophy. By 14, she had been selected for international tours, and at 15, she won her first international singles title, Junior Wimbledon. By the age of 17, she was a doubles finalist in several major tournaments, but the pressures proved too much. Despite my victories, I didn't feel completely happy, Ash admits. The pleasure and fun of playing doubles made up for my lack of enthusiasm playing singles. It was really hard to be away from my parents and older sisters, Sarah and Allie. So Ash made a big decision to abandon the international tennis circuit. She would try a different ball game. Cricket.
A break from tennis.
Cricket is a massively popular sport in Australia, and an invitation to play for the Brisbane Heat, a local women's team, was a dream come true for Ash. She was also very good at it, her right arm well-muscled and fast after all those years of tennis. For 2 years, I stayed away from tennis, but still kept in good physical shape, she recounts. Finally, I was playing sport to have fun, without the pressure. I had fun with my friends instead of being alone on the other side of the world. I cleared my head and spent time with my family, with whom I spent barely 30 days a year, she says. This break saved my tennis.
A heroic comeback.
After a few years, however, Ash began to miss the pressure and adrenaline of playing at a high level. Age 20 and fully revitalized, she decided to pick up her racket and start again. Classed a modest 632nd, it took her 3 years to claw her way back up the rankings, culminating with her win last year at Roland Garros, on red clay, the same color as my ancestors' land. Proud of her Aboriginal heritage, Ashley's father is from the Ngarragu tribe. Ash enjoys being an ambassador for her people, whose history and traditions are little recognized today. They are the first people of our red Australian lands. Our culture is a legacy that I have great pleasure, honor, and pride today to share with everyone all over the world. Indeed, whenever her schedule permits, Australia's top-ranked tennis player goes to meet Aboriginal children, racket in hand, eager to introduce them to the sport.